Okay, we are now beginning Simon Reish Chaf Beis, Birkas Hodas Hatov Vihara. So starts in the Chaber in Mosif Aleph, Al Shmos Shehen Tovos Lo Levado. So if a person hears good news, we'll see hears directly the good news, that is something that's good for himself, meaning to the exclusion of anybody else, and Varech Shechianu. The Imein Tovos Lo Ula Cherim, if the good news is both for him and for others as well. In that case, the bracha changes in Mevarech Hatov V'Hameitiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkat Nalef, Al Davka V'Davka Shomim Pi Adam Ne'eman, meaning that you specifically heard this from a reliable source. V'Zeh Ha'Adam Ro'a V'Atzmo, and this person that you heard from, he saw it himself. He's a first-hand witness. Aval im shama shemua. Let's say you just heard, you know, there was a rumor going around. Bein shemua toiva shetzarech levarech aleh hatoiv meitiv. Whether it is a good news, where you would make hatoiv meitiv, you and others, o shechianu, good for you himself. Bein shemua ra, whether it is, unfortunately, bad news. Shetzarech levarech aleh dayin ha'emes. You'd have to make the bracha dayin ha'emes. Ve'ein hamagid ne'eman, but the person who's telling you is not necessarily a reliable person. Osha hamagid lo ra ba'atzmo, or he didn't see it himself, he's maybe heard about it from others. In this case, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yivarech. One would not, in fact, make a brach in that situation. Ve'chein and similarly, im shama shenitpas hagazlan shagozmenu. If you heard that they caught the guy who robbed you 2 weeks ago, lo yivarech ach yoshuv yashiv lo hagazela. You don't make the brach until you actually get back the things that were stolen from you. Misha huchrach machmas and yuso lekachas isha ashira. Let's say because a person who is poor and because of his financial situations is, so to speak, compelled to marry a woman who is wealthy. However, shlo bechefto, he doesn't really desire her. He doesn't want to get married to her. He's doing it because he really has no other brayra in terms of his finances. In this case, Mevarech, he makes the bracha Hatoiva Meitiv. He makes the bracha because it's good for him and others. And Vedaina Emes, because for him, in his thing, this is considered to be a Shemura. Morgan Avram, okay. According from the Prima Gadim here, it says that it would seem that we don't make these brachos so frequently. The Gamba Sefer Mor Ktsia, Mefakpek Bezeh, he also questions this idea. Okay. Sif Katin Beis, about the Shemuas, the news that you hear. Nokot Loshen Rabim, why did it say Shemua? Right, the new. Why is it plural? The Horos to teach us the following: Sheim Shama Kama Shmos. If we hear many good things, or the opposite, Bevas Achas at the same time, Dailo Baracha Echas. It's phrased to teach us that when you hear many, even if you would hear many things, certainly if you hear one, you make the bracha. But even if you hear many things, you might have thought, "Hey, I'll make the bracha over and over again, one for each time." That's the chiddush of why it says in Lashon Rabbah over here to teach us that you would in fact only make the bracha once. Sif Katin Gimel, Mevarech Shechianu, this is when the good thing is really only for you. Hainu, Kishayesh lo simcha mehashmua, when you're happy about hearing this news. In the Dirshu 5, it says, Vegeder shmua mesameches, how much is koskos of Archa Shulchan, Shesharech shetihieh toiva chashuva. It has to be like a real good thing, and all this. I got something nice. Shesamach vaharbi, gives you a tremendous amount of joy. Hein simcha shamamon, you got a large amount of money. Hein simcha, here's anything else. Uvamamon toli hadava defi ashiruso veniuso. Again, if a person's an oni and he gets $1,000, wow, that's amazing. If a guy's a millionaire and he gets $1,000, they might not be such a strong reaction. Then continues now, that's the Dirsha number 5. Continues back in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein ha'hipuch, the opposite. B'dayin ha'emes kesheish tzar mehashmur. It has to be something that that really upsets the person, really pains the person. Okay, let's go now to Sif Beis. Al Shmuos Ro'os Mevarech Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Dayan Ha'emes. Unfortunately, we hear bad news, then we would make that bracha. The Bir Halacha points out on Al Shmuos Ro'os Bein Shehein Ro'os Lo Levado O Gam Lachirim. Right, whereas for the Shmua Tovos, so we had a difference whether it was one person or many, but the Bir Halacha is pointing out for the opposite, God forbid, when you have bad news, so then it doesn't matter if it's just you or others, the brachin is Dayan Ha'emes. The next Bir Halacha, he explains, Dayan Ha'emes, Amr lo shenimtza harbe v'harbe asovim bekama shalo. They tell you found a lot of grass, whatever. Oh, she ishto halido nekeva tshukoso hayirak leven zochor. Your wife gave birth to a girl, and the guy only wanted a son who's a boy. Ein shayich levarech alzeh dain ha'emes. You don't make a dain ha'emes. Af sheyesh letzar mizeh. Even if this upsets the person tremendously, again, it's a separate shmooze for why a person would be upset for having a girl. Ki ilo niskan bracha zu el aldavar shemitechila nitalo v'achakach niskalkel o nevad. The bracha dain ha'emes when you had something that was taken away from you. Masha enkin hocha, which is not the case over here. Chitelo nepchu la'asovim, right? It's not the fact that you're the wheat that you were planting in your field turned into, grain, it didn't blossom, it turned into grass. Haben lo nepach l'nekeva, and the boy didn't turn into a girl. El shemitachil lo nita lo bein. You weren't given it originally. Chi agavna, same thing over here with the chitim, with the wheat. Lo nita lo mitachila hakol chitim. Wasn't it you were given it? So therefore, v'ein shaykh levarach dayan ha'emes, amash lo nita lo. That's why you don't make the bracha in these cases, because you had to have had something that was taken. It's not you didn't get what you wanted, so to speak. That's what the Bir Halacha is pointing out. Okay, that was Beis. Now we're up to Sif Gimel. Chayav Adam Levarech al Hara. When a person has to make this bracha on Dain HaEmes for the bad things, it should be Das Shleim B'Nefesh Chafetza. Again, with a focus and a literally something that you wanted. Kederech Shemevarech B'Simcha al HaTova. Just like you made a joy when you made it on the good news. Ki Hara LaOvde Hashem, He Simchosam B'Tovosam. The bad things that happened to a person who is serving Hashem really is for their own benefit. When a person receives and accepts this in a loving way, when Hashem is determined to happen for the person, because he reminds himself that Hashem by definition is totally good, and even though our finite human brains can never grasp why Hashem does what he does, but we believe with emunah, and we have bitach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing what's totally best for us, even we don't realize it, so the person is mekabel upon themselves. Nimzeh shebekabalas ra'azu hu oyved es Hashem. You're serving Hashem by accepting what he has decreed upon the person. She simchalo, and that gives the person a simcha, because Yivdu es Hashem besimcha, I'm doing what Hashem wants, even though it's, we'll call it unpleasant, it's not what a person wanted, but nevertheless, that is the mind frame to have. Again, this is a halacha sefer, it's not musar, this is a halacha to have when making Baruch Dan Hamas, however difficult it might seem for us to comprehend. So that is the Mechaber. There's no remorse, we go to Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkat and Daud. Kederech Shemavarech. Kibbe emes, kol yisroel k'tan truth, all of the types of afflictions, bein beguf, bein benomam, whether they are physical afflictions, whether they are financial afflictions, hu hakol kapara al havonos. Really, everything is to serve as an atonement for the avonos that we've done, and nobody's perfect. Rabbi Simon likes to point out, I think the name of his mother, that the perfection is just a word in the dictionary. None of us are perfect, and therefore we all have mistakes, we all have things we need kapara for. Kerei shel yitztarech lehis yaser le'osi lavo. And by paying up the debt now, in this world, it'll be good for us in the next world. Shesham ha'oinish hu harbe yoyse gadol. It's tremendously, the punishments are much worse in the next world. Kedi'isa big medrash, as it explains. Yitzchak tov yisurim. So Yitzchak requested yisurim shekam. Because Yitzhak realized how great is the Midas Adin in the future, and he wanted to, so to speak, pay up in advance. Dov's the same thing. Samar mipachticha b'sari, mishpatecha yoresi. I'm afraid. So if he also wanted to have Yisurim come himself, that he could be cleaned now in this world and not be afraid of what's going to happen in the future. So Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu chayecha by your life. Dover toiv at mevakish. You have requested a good thing. Chon, from you, ani maschal starch, never by he came, zokin Yitzchak, p'techiyena einav miros. And that's when Yitzchak's eyesight dimmed as he advanced in age. So again, in the parody, it's easy to intellectually state this, but to feel these things with our heart, that is the avoda that is required for us, just like when we bless Hashem for the good things, we say, make the same brach with the same level. Okay, the last sif is Dalid. Mevarech al hatova hatova meitiv. On the bracha, when a good thing, you say hatova meitiv. Af al pi shiyara, you're afraid. Shema yavol ra mimeno. Maybe at the end, it's not going to be a good thing. Something could happen disadvantageous as a result of this. Kigon, shemotzim, it's you found a very expensive piece of jewelry or something like that, and then v'yara, you're afraid now. Shemet yishamah lamelech, maybe the king's going to hear, the government's going to hear that you found this wonderful expensive piece of jewelry. V'yikach kol hashalom, they're going to take it from you. V'chein mevarich al hara, borach dayin ha'emes, af api, shiyavo lo tovim menu. And you still make Baruch Dayan HaEmes, even though something good could be coming out of it. Kigon, Shabolo Shetef al Sadewa, a flood on a person's field. Afbi, Kishayavar HaShetef, Hutoivalo, Shehishka Sadehu. Because now that the flood has passed, you now have a very, your field has been watered. So that is a benefit that comes out from as a result of it. Okay. Sifkat and hey, Afa Pishiyar, even though you're afraid in the future what can happen. Ke'elan al Histaka Ba'osid. Very important, you saw it. We don't know what the future is going to be. That's what Rashi on Chumash tells us, and the Pasuk of Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. We don't look to the Asidos. We don't know what's going to be. She'efsher shelo yiyakein. Maybe it's not going to be this way. Rambam, Pirush the Mishnah. Again, this is all based upon the Mishnah in Brachos. Sivkat Vav, Kigon Shemotzim Etzi, he found something very expensive. V'yaron Yifreid, She'alilu Allah, they're going to inform upon him, V'yikhles Asher lo, take what you have. Umayr, we're talking sheyesh lo anshe bayis, when a person has other people in his house, sheyesh bazeh tova gam lehem, and they're going to be benefiting out of it as well. So therefore, it makes sense to, since you're not only you but others, instead of shechianu, shaych brukas hatov humeitiv, you're going to make the bracha hatov humeitiv. The law of hachi, because if not, if the only one, as we've said at the beginning of the shiur today, yesh lo levarich rach, you only make the bracha of shechianu. Okay, that concludes Simon Reish Chaf Beis.